sing to Jesus, Jesus. Oh, yes. Jesus. Jesus. Holy Spirit is great. I praise you, I praise you, oh Lord, I praise you, I praise you, oh Lord, in my life, I see what you are doing one more time, I lift my voice to say of your name, I lift my hands to praise of your name, I praise you Lord, I praise you, I praise you, ooh, oh Lord, I praise you, I praise you, ooh, oh Lord, Mama, in my life, oh, hey, I see what you're doing one more time. I lift my voice in praise of your name. Yeah. I lift my hands in praise of your name. And then, you are bigger than what people say, Jehovah, bigger than what people say, you are bigger than what people say, Jehovah, bigger than what people say, that's why we call you Jehovah, El Shaddai, you are bigger than what people say. That's why we call you Jehovah, El Shaddai, you are bigger than what people say. Jesus, bigger than what people say. Jehovah, bigger than what people say. He's bigger than what people say. Jehovah, bigger than what. Oh yeah, that's why we call you Jehovah, El Shaddai, bigger than what people say. That's why we call you Jehovah, El Shaddai, bigger than what people say. Mama, there is no one like you, Jehovah, there is no one like you. Brethren, there is no one like him. Jehovah, there is no one like him. That's why we call him Jehovah, El Shaddai. There is no one like. That's why we call him Jehovah, El Shaddai. There is no one like. That's why we call him Jehovah, El Shaddai. There is no. You are my Lord, you are my Lord, you are the eyes that used to see, you are the key that opens the door, you are the owner of my soul, the bush that burns, I never consume, what I render to you, oh Lord. I will bow down and worship your name. You are my Lord. Lift it loud and say, you are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are the eyes that used to see. You are the key that opens the door. You are the owner of my soul. The bush that burns and never consume. Why shall I write that to you, O Lord? I will bow down and worship your name. You are my Lord. Brethren, miracle worker, You are the miracle worker. Oh yeah, come and do a miracle today. Come and do a miracle today. Miracle worker. Oh yes, you are the miracle worker. Come and do. Do a miracle today. Holy Spirit, come and do a miracle today. Your name is Yahweh, your name is Yahweh. Lift up a voice. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Maruse ketelebo. Name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, oh, Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working. Your name is Yahweh. Oh yeah, Holy Spirit, have your way, have your way, oh Lord, in my life, have your. Holy Spirit, have your way. Just lift up a voice. Lord, in my Holy Spirit, control Lord, in my life. To Lord, Holy Spirit, have your way. Hey, oh Lord, Baba, in my life, just tell God to have his way tonight. Oh yeah, I am that I am, have your way, have your way, oh Lord, in my life. Rose of Sharon, have your way, have your way, oh Lord, I in my life, have for your way, oh Lord, then don't let me go. The same way I came, hey, touch me with your hand. Oh, Lua, oh, Lord, Daddy, don't let me go. The same way I came tonight, touch me with your hand. Oh, lift up a voice. Oh, yeah, don't. Let me do the same way I came, the same way I came. I don't touch me with your hand, touch me not, oh Lord. Oh, let me do the same way I came. Touch me with your hand. Oh yes, oh, come and don't let me go. The same way I came, Baba, touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, don't let me go. The same way I came, touch Just lift up your voice and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Tell God that you are thanking Him for tonight, Lord. Father, we thank you for another beautiful time in your presence, Lord. Lift up your voice and begin to bless the name of the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. There is no like unto Him. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords, the King of God. Father, we thank you. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Don't let us go the same way we came. Let's appreciate Him. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. There's no like unto Him. He's the King of Kings, the Rose of Sharon, the Ocean Divider, the Story Changer, the beginning and the ending, Alpha and Omega, the Mighty Man of Zion, the Lord of Hosts, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like unto thee. You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praise. Father, we thank you for knowing. We worship you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We adore your holy name. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, whatever sin I've ever committed in my life, that I want to start again my prayer tonight. Have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, 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 mercy. Father, be merciful. Holy Lord, show your mercy. Tell God to have mercy upon you in the name of Jesus. Father, be merciful, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, be merciful. In the name of Holy Lord, show your mercy. Have mercy, Lord, have mercy, have mercy, Lord. Father, whatever sin I want to start again me tonight, please be merciful. Show your mercy, your mercy. Show your mercy tonight, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Any sin I've committed in my life that I want to start again my prayer tonight, show your mercy, Lord. Have mercy, have mercy. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I take authority over every principalities and powers ruling this environment in the name of Jesus. Pray, pray, pray. Take authority over them, Lord. He has given us power to tread upon serpent and scorpion. Father, tonight, oh Lord, I take authority every power that swallows prayer in my environment. Every power that says my prayer will not be answered. Father, tonight, oh Lord, they shall be arrested. By the power of the Holy Ghost, they shall be arrested. Open your heart and pray, pray, pray. Open your heart and pray. In the name of Jesus. Father, they shall be arrested. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire. Declare your heaven open in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let the heaven over my prayer. Open, 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 open. Declare your own heaven open tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, declare my heaven open. My heaven must open. My heaven open up by fire. Declare your heaven open in the name of Jesus. In tonight's meeting, tonight, oh Lord, let my heaven open. You can't pray on that closed heaven. Tonight, oh Lord, I beg you in the name of Jesus, let my heaven open. Oh Lord, let my heaven open. Let my heaven open in the name of Jesus. Let my heaven open in Jesus' name. We are praying in Jesus' name. We pray. The Bible says, he disappointed the plan of the crafty so that their hand could not perform their enterprise. I am praying for somebody on the line tonight in the name that is above every other name. Every garment of sorrow, every garment of shame and disgrace, every garment of backwardness that the enemy has designed for you and your family. If your heaven is loud, I set the garment on fire. Oh, you can 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 fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am praying for somebody. Anything planted in the ground to tie down your life, anything planted in the ground to tie down your marriage, anything tied down burning in the ground to tie down your glory, hear the word of the Lord. By the resurrection power of God, I command that to be uprooted in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for somebody by fire, by force, whether your enemy like it or not, I decree you will succeed. Over what you are doing right at the moment, you will succeed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every agenda of failure over your children's life, every agenda of failure over your life is frustrated tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare and declare any power that want to pull you from the mountaintop into the valley of problems. I repeat, any power assigned to pull you down from the mountaintop of testimony into the valley of problem, if your amen is loud, that power shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. The arrow fired into your life in the hours of the night to make your life a better yesterday. I command the arrow to go back to sender now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree the power that ought to punish you because of what you have done. They say, let's leave mommy alone. Let's leave daddy alone. Attack the children. Any power that is planning to attack your children because of what you have done to them, if your amen is loud, they shall be wasted tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, they shall be wasted tonight. They shall be wasted tonight. Every plan of the crafty to make your life miserable, every plan of the crafty to turn your life upside down, every plan of the crafty to make you mad, in the name that is above every other name, I stand on Job chapter 5 verse 12. He said he frustrated the plan of the crafty so that their hands could not perform their enterprise. I decree every evil plan to render your family useless, every evil plan to tend to tear you to pieces, every evil plan to turn your children upside down. Hear the word of the Lord. I frustrate the plan tonight by the power in the name of Jesus. I have not set myself. God has sent me tonight to somebody here. Any plan to send you to early grave, I command the plan to be frustrated. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will make it in life. Your prayer will be answered. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Tonight, we are going to pray the first prayer. But I want you to gather yourself tonight and pray this one loud and clear. Say, any problem planted in my childhood. There's some problem that is planted when you are a child. They planted when you are about 10 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old. And the agenda of that problem is to trouble your future. The Bible said the thought I have towards you is the thought of good and not of evil, to have a future and a hope. That is the plan of God. But the devil has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am praying for somebody here. Whatever is planted to your life when you are young, in order to trouble your future, that thing shall be uprooted tonight. In the name of Jesus, say, anything planted in my life when I was younger than this, in order to trouble my future, you are a liar, scatter by fire. You know why we are here tonight. You know why we are here tonight. Anything planted in your life when you are young, anything planted in your destiny, any evil words spoken against your life when you are young, in order to trouble your colorful future, open your heart and pray. Oh, yeah, scatter them now. Oh, yeah, scatter them now. My brother, scatter them now. You must move forward. Enough is enough. Open your heart and pray. Oh, yeah, scatter my fire. In the name of Jesus. Aha. That's it. In the mighty name of Jesus, anything planted in your life when you are young, in order to trouble your future, in order to make your best of your future, when you are scattered those things down. In the name of Jesus, open your prayer. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray this all. Say, every curse of doubt shall not exist. He shoot into my life when I was young, in order to trouble my future. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I break the curse tonight. Oh, yeah, break the curse tonight. Oh, yeah, break the curse tonight. My sister, break the curse tonight. Your life must be fall. Open your heart and pray. Every curse of doubt shall not exempt. Planted in your life in the name of Jesus, in order to trouble your colorful future. You know what you're going to set for them, but you have not seen the future happening. Oh, yeah, break the curse. Oh, yeah, break the curse. Oh, yeah, break the curse. Father, break the curse. Father, break the curse. Father, break the curse in the name of Jesus. Father, break the curse tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here tonight. Hear this very well. Any good thing that has died in your life due to ignorance of yours, those things have been killed already. There is a power called the resurrection power of God. I decree by the mandate of heaven with a loud amen three times, anything dead in your life any organ dead in your body, anything dead in your destiny, anything dead in your marriage, by the power and the blood of Jesus, the resurrection power of God shall fall upon them now. They 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 shall fall upon them now. In the name of Jesus, they shall fall upon them now. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now, gather your strength to pray this next one. This one is for you, it's for your children, and even for your grandchildren, and yet for the whole generation. You are going to lift up a voice loud and clear. Say, every generational bondage. Ha! Beloved, you need to pray. Somebody needs to pray this one seriously. I'm not going to stop until I see something happen in the spirit. I beg you, don't joke with this prayer. You might be taking other prayers silently, but this one is. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every generational bondage in my life, break by fire. Oh, yeah, break them. Every generational bondage affecting my life. Oh, yeah, break. Aha. Aha. That is it, my brother. That is it. Generational bondage. Enough is enough. Oh, yeah, break tonight. Something must happen. Break the bondage. Your children must move forward. Oh, yeah, break it tonight. Generational bondage against your life, against your family. Oh, yeah, break. Aha. Hey, look at what is happening. Pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. I decree that one is broken. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, you are going to pray this same prayer. There is something they call angry altar of your father's house. Let me explain this all to you. Each time you want to make progress in life, there is an altar being raised in your father's house in the past. And that altar will be angry that you must not make that progress. I am decreed to somebody's life tonight. Hey, I don't know the level the enemy has done in your life, but tonight I decree the God that is God, the I am that I am, the author and the finisher. Every bondage, every yoke, everything that the altar, any altar your father's out that is crying against your next level. You want to try to move, but you cannot move. You want to try to cross. You could not cross. Your people are hiding, they try to call, they could not cross. But tonight I decree the level that the enemy has planted your life, say you will never cross. By the power in the name of Jesus, I see you cross over into that level. I see you cross over into your giving man. I see you cross over into your making your children. I see you cross over into your level of marriage in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, every altar in my father's house that is angry because of my progress, you are a liar. Die. Every angry altar of my father's house, every angry altar of my father's house that say I will not make progress in life, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Something must happen in your life in the name of Jesus. Every angry altar against your children, every angry altar against your marriage, every angry altar against your level, against your job, against your promotion, the altar must catch fire. The altar must catch fire. Aha. Every angry altar of your father's house, of your mother's house, against your life, oh yeah, cut fire tonight. In the name of Jesus, cut fire tonight. Hey, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to lift up us and pray this song. Say, strong man. Jesus said, how can I enter the house of a strong man? Without first binding the strong man. In the Old Testament, there was no mention of strong man until when Jesus came. When he came, he said there is something called strong man in every family. Until you bind the strong man, you might not be able to possess your goods. They have stolen some certificate. They have stolen from destinies. They have stolen some life. But tonight, I decree to your life, every strong man in your father's house, say that over their dead body will you make it. If your heaven is loud tonight, they shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus, they shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth by the sword shall be killed by the sword. And he has the patience of the faith of the saints. You are going to pray for yourself. Say, every strong man in charge of my life and my family. You are a liar. The strong man in charge of your life, in charge of your family, in charge of your destiny, they must die, they must die, they must die, they must die. Aha! I know the way you are praying that prayer. They must die tonight. In the name of Jesus, every strong man say you will not move forward. Every strong man say your husband will not move forward. Every strong man say your wife will not move forward. Every strong man say your family will not move forward. Open your mouth and pray. They must die tonight. 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 Something must happen. Pray. In Jesus. Mighty them, we pray. You are going to pray this one for you. It's a simple prayer. Say, any wicked power postponing my testimony till further notice. Hey. Say, any wicked power postponing my testimony till further notice. You are a liar. Die by fire. Pray. Help yourself tonight. My sister, don't joke with the prayer. You are due to testify. Something is angry about your next level. Open your mouth and pray. Any power that is postponing my marriage, your breakthrough, into further nothing. They must die. Every power say you will not give back. Every power say you will not marry. Any power say you will not enjoy the fruit of your labor. That is postponing your testimony till further notice. They must die tonight. Enough is enough. They must die tonight. Open your heart and pray. They must die tonight. In the name of Jesus, they must die tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. I want to pray for somebody here. I don't know who you are, but I beg you, let your amen be loud and dynamic. I decree to your life tonight by the power in the name of Jesus, every arrow of shame and disgrace that have been concluded in the coven of darkness in order to disgrace you at any point this month. If your amen is loud, with fire by force, the arrow shall go back to sender tonight. It shall go back to sender. It shall go back to sender. You will never be put to shame. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus, I say you will not be put to shame. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray. This one is for few people here. But if you know you need it, please cry it as I'm going to cry my own. Say, doors of good news. That's a particular door called the doors of good news. When that door just open like this, people will just give you a call. Can it be you? Is it you? Eh? Is it just like that? That's called the call, God of good, door of good news. I am decree to somebody's life here. Just like we said on Saturday and the testimony came on Tuesday and it came on Wednesday, I decree again to somebody's life here, the great door of good news that need to open to your life to make your life 10 times better than what you are at the moment. If your amen is loud, I declare the door open tonight. Open. Good news must locate you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are going to pray for yourself. Say, doors of good news. My life is available. Open by fire. Pray. Declare the door open. Open. Declare the door open. My brother, my sister, don't joke with this prayer. Declare the door of good news open to your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, declare the door open. Declare the door open. Declare the door open. Declare the door open. Open your mouth. That is it. In Jesus' name, we are praying. The Bible says, surely they shall gather, but not by me. That whosoever gather together against you shall fall for your sake. The Bible says, oppression shall be far from you. I am praying for somebody again tonight. Every wicked gathering against your joy, every wicked gathering against the life of your children, any conspiracy in your workplace, anyone that hates you, and hate your progress. Tonight I decree, God will deal with them as he dealt with the enemies of Moses in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. He said, no weapon fashioned against you
shall prosper. I want to use that scripture to pray for somebody. Any form of weapon, whether physical weapon, whether pen weapon, whether mouth weapon, any spiritual weapon that is fashioned against somebody here, by the power in the blood of Jesus, that weapon will backfire. The weapon will backfire. The weapon will backfire. In the name of Jesus. Say this one loud and clear. Say any problem in the remaining days of this year, aside to make me cry, you are a liar. Any problem that want to make you cry over your children, you will not cry over your marriage, you will not cry over your husband, you will not cry over your wife, you will not cry over your life, you will not cry over your joy, you will not cry over your job, you will not cry over your finances, you will not cry over your business, you will not cry. Open your other prayer. Every power that wants you to cry in the remaining days of this year, hear the word of the Lord. They shall die, 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 they shall die. 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 Aha. That is it. That is it. Something must happen. They shall die tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, I am overdue for a change of story. Appear in my situation in the name of Jesus. Tell God to appear. Tell God to appear. You are due to meet your helper of destiny. Open your other prayer. Father, Lord, let my prayer of destiny. Let them appear, let them appear. Let them appear tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your other prayer. In the name of Jesus. Father, let my helper of destiny appear. My helper of destiny appear. My helper, oh, my helper. My helper, oh, my helper. There is something that makes me come into your presence. Father, let my helper of destiny appear. The person that will make my joyful, that will make life comfortable for me, that will make life easy for me, Father. Send them to me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. I cannot struggle the Lord, Lord. I need your help in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to gather your strength and pray this next one. Say, every giant. When it's a giant, they're always very big, like Goliath. We call them giants. Shout this one loud and clear. I think this prayer for somebody here. If you can pray this prayer, the way David brought down the head of Goliath, suddenly, that giant will fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Remember, it was only one stone from Jesus that David threw to bring down the head of Goliath. So if you can pray this prayer point with aggression, especially if you know that enough is enough, something must happen in your life. Beloved, don't joke with this prayer that we are praying now. There are so many testimonies that we cannot even have time to share, but to the glory of God, we try find time to share them that coming through this prayer line to the glory of the Almighty God. I beg you, please, just gather your strength and pray and have faith in the Lord that you will see God move in your life in the name of Jesus. You are going to shout that prayer point loud and clear. In fact, you are going to pray it twice. See, every giant of almost there. Almost there to marry, almost there to graduate, almost there to get business, almost there to sign a contract, almost there. Each time you are almost there, they say, sorry, there's something wrong somewhere. Go back. I pray for that person tonight. I don't know who this one is for. That you have been fighting these powers for years. Tonight, if you can pray aggressively, heaven will silence the power in your life tonight in the name of Jesus. Say, every giant of almost there fighting my life, die. Pray. You that giant of almost there that I've been fighting my life, die. That is it. I love you. You're praying that prayer. My sister, don't joke with this prayer. You have already tried everything possible. This is the prayer your life has been waiting for. Every giant of almost there. Each time you want to do things, they say, sorry, come back next time. Each time you want to marry, the man will disappear at the standing point. He's a giant of almost there. Open your heart and prayer in the name of Jesus. Giant of almost there. Fighting my life. Die. In the name of Jesus, every giant of almost there, fight my life, that aha, in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. We are going to pray that prayer again. There is somebody here, you are into business, and your business today go up, good idea, tomorrow is coming down. This is the prayer your life has been waiting for. And if you can pray this, you will see a divine acceleration will surely come upon your business. The Bible says, when the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, he was able to outrun Ahab that was on the chariot. He was able to go past Ahab who was on the wheel, a chariot. So the hand of God must come upon you today. But you need to bring down the giant of almost there. You are going to pray like this. Say, gather your strength and pray the prayer. Say, giant of almost there. Fighting my life. I hate you. Die. I hate you tonight. I will make it alive. Hey, you have been in the country, no paper. It's a giant of almost there. Command them to die tonight. They must die tonight. You must make progress in the name of Jesus. You must make progress. The giant of almost there fighting your family, open your affair. They must die. They must die tonight. In the name of Jesus. They must die tonight. In the name of Jesus. The weapon of our warfare. The Bible says they are not carnal, but they are mighty, pulling down the stronghold. Open your affair. Find out the giant of almost there. Fighting my family, you are a liar. Die in Jesus' name. We are praying. I told you I'm going to pray twice. Thank you, Jesus. I am praying for somebody here. That giants in your father's compound that have been pulling people backward when they are making progress in life. Today, by the power in the blood of Jesus, because you are connected to tonight's prayer line, in the name of Jesus, with your servant for them, man, that giant shall fall down and die forever. They shall drop dead. 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray the next one like this. Say this one loud and clear. Say,
every messenger of death
that is sent to my family, hear the word of the Lord. Aha! Every messenger of death that is sent to your family, every messenger of death sent to your children's life, every messenger of death sent to your destiny, open your mouth and prayer in the name of Jesus. They must die tonight. Look at what's happening. The messenger of death must die. The messenger of death must die. The messenger of death must die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Aha! That's it. The messenger of death must die tonight in the name of Jesus. They must die tonight. Aha! They must die in Jesus' name. We pray. I decree to somebody's life here. I've been saying it, but I've said it again and again. I've just been led to say it to somebody's life that in the name that is above every other name, throughout this year and beyond, nobody will pay you a condolence visit. In the name of Jesus, nobody will gather your family to wear black clothes. Nobody will gather your home to wear black shoes in order to mourn. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray the next one for yourself. I beg you, help yourself in this prayer. Say this one loud and clear. Say, my father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, show me the secret to my problems. In the name of our pray. Oluwao, show me the secret to my problems. Father, show me the secret that I need to know about my problem. Reveal them to me in my dreams. In the name of Jesus. Father, reveal to me, Lord. 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 The secret of my problem, Father, reveal them to me. In the name of Jesus. Father, reveal them to me. Open your water. Aha. That is it. In the name of Jesus, reveal them to me, Lord. Reveal them to me, Lord. Reveal that to me, Lord. Reveal that to me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, reveal to me. Father, reveal to me. Father, reveal to me. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray this over yourself. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. Establish between me and my family the everlasting covenant of joy. In the name of Jesus, Father, everlasting covenant of joy, Father, let it be established in my family. Everlasting covenant of joy, let it be established in my family. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them be filled with joy. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we pray. Say this one loud and clear. Every good thing that the enemy has stolen from my life, before I share the grace in tonight's prayer, I recover those things in the name of Jesus. Every good thing that the enemy has stolen in your marriage, in your finances, in your business, open your mouth and pray. Every good thing that's stolen. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Maru zekete lebo soto ya baba. Zeto negrika satarika baba. Mazike tila rika baba. Father, every good things that they have stolen from me, I recover all. Oh, yeah, recover them in the name of Jesus. Recover them, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now, we want to pray specifically before we open the scripture. Father, I pray for everyone on the line tonight that is sick of one form of sickness or the other. Whether I've been diagnosed or not diagnosed, it doesn't matter. But I have what is called the Gibbon of Gilead. I decree today, whatever my heavenly Father has not planted in your life, that sickness, I command them to get out tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, they shall get out tonight. 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 In the name of Jesus. I pray for those who are pregnant at the moment. In the name that is above every other name. The God that we are serving is the author and the finisher. He started 9 months ago and you are due for delivery. Any wicked power from your father's house, from your mother's house, waiting at the point of delivery to cause sorrow in your family, with your loudest amen, I command them to die. In the name of Jesus, I decree, O Lord, into everyone here tonight that is believing God for this kind of opportunity. They are carrying their pregnancy at the moment. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy the baby you are carrying inside of you, the enemy will not waste them. In the mighty name of Jesus, God will see you through. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not go to labor room to labor, but you go to delivery room to deliver. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will hear your voice, voice of your child, and voice of your husband. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here believing God for fruit of the womb, that when will they pray? When I have my pregnancy, I stand as a prophet and I decree to your life in the name that is above every other name, this year 2020, if your amen is loud and your faith is strong, just like Elijah told the Shunammite woman, he said, by this time next year, carry your baby. I am standing as a prophet to pray for somebody here, or you are standing in gap for any of your family members to number the power in the name of Jesus. By this time next year, embrace your own children too. In the name of Jesus, and it shall be well with you. In the name of Jesus, anyone here believing God for this immigration paper of any nation there we are. He said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And those I pray to Lord. He said, wherever the soul of your feet shall tread upon, you take possession of it. Every agenda of deportation on carrying anyone here, I frustrate them now in the name of Jesus. Anyone on the platform tonight who has got paper in the home office or in the immigration country and they are believing God for human asylum, this year, God will make you smile in the name of Jesus. Those who are believing God for marriage, I decree this very year, people will congratulate you in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who have business, but their business are crushing. They have this coronavirus have affected their business. I decree by the mandate of heaven, the Bible says a living dog is better than a dead lion. Your business is still living. Therefore, tonight I stand as an oracle of the Most High God. The resurrection power power of God will fall upon that business. It will bounce back to normal. It will blossom again. In the mighty name of Jesus, anyone here believing God for a change of job, I pray God will supply you. In the name of Jesus, He will connect you to the top. In the mighty name of Jesus, your next application will bring you good results. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. I cover you up with the blood of Jesus. And if there's anyone here saying this man did not mention my case, God understand your case. He said the thought I have towards you is the thought of good and not of evil, to have a future and hope. I am praying for you today. No matter what the case is standing for, I have a God that cannot change, that can bring that something out of nothing. It doesn't matter what the case you are passing through, God will put a smile on your face. You will end well in Jesus' name. You will come out victoriously. In the mighty name of Jesus, after your tunnel, there shall be light. In the mighty name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Open your Bible with me quickly to Psalm 18. Psalm 18. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray on strangers must fade away. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 18. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, you have a Father, Almighty Father, He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I am. In Psalm 18, verse 44, the Bible says, as soon as they hear of me, they obey me. He said, the foreigners, another version of the Bible says, the strangers shall submit to me. In verse 45, the strangers shall fade away and be frightened out of their hideout. Another version says, the strangers shall fade away and they shall come out of their closed places. I decree today, any problem hiding in your life, you see, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey. I pray for somebody here. The problem hiding in your life, planning to manifest at a certain day in your age, today they shall get out of that place. They shall come out of their closed places. They shall come out of their closed places. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Go to 2 Samuel. The same thing is repeated here. 2 Samuel. It said in verse 45. He said, they submit to me, not these, they. As soon as they hear, they obey me. He said, the foreigners, the same thing. I don't know what is representing foreigners. Foreigners are those who did not invite to your life. The foreigners shall fade away and come out of their idol. The same thing was repeated here. Foreigners. Let's go to the next. Luke chapter 8. I want to see what a stranger is. In the case study, Luke 8, the Bible says, now a woman, before I go to that story, stranger are the things that are not invited in your life, but they are living in your life. Like poverty, you did not invite poverty, but the thing is living here. Barrenness, they are strangers. Failure at the end of breakthrough, they are strangers. Sickness, they are sickness, strangers. Strangers are anything God did not create with you. That delay, it wasn't God that created it. That disappointment that is constant, it wasn't God that is a stranger in your body. Strangers is a spirit that torments you when you sleep. When you go to bed, and there's a particular spirit that just come to you, you did not invite them, they are strangers. Tonight I decree, He said, they shall hear of me. As soon as they hear of me, they must obey. He says, strangers shall fade away out of their close places. I am decreeing to somebody's life here, any stranger in your life that is hiding in their life, in your body system, appearing in your dream to molest you day and night, in the name that is above every other name, that stranger shall die. They shall die. They shall die. They shall die. They shall die. In the name of Jesus. Strangers, they are oppressing spirits. Strangers are the spirit that wastes people's life. Strangers are the spirit that stagnate people's destiny. You need to pray tonight, too. I beg you, anything that God has not planted in you, they are strangers. Strangers are the power that afflict people. Strangers are messengers of Satan to deal with the children of God. Ah, but tonight, he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Any power that want to tamper with your life from today, heaven will tamper with their lives. In Luke chapter 8, that we can see on the screen, in verse 43, it is a popular story. The Bible said, now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, that's a stranger. How can somebody be doing menstruation nonstop for 12 years? Who has spent all that she has on physician, yet doctors could not support her. I pray for somebody again here. Any problem that doctors could not identify and is going on in your life, I pray for you tonight. They are stranger and they shall get out of your heart. They shall get out of your life in the name of Jesus. He said, yes, she has, who has spent all her life doing on physician and could not heal any by any. Verse 44, came behind and touched the hem of God's garment. He did not touch Jesus, he touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And immediately, that flow of blood that had been in her life for 12 years, that Bible said to that day, that blood was stopped. I am standing as a prophet tonight, and I'm praying specifically for somebody who have been molested in their dreams, that from today, every evil stranger appearing in your life, appearing in your family, appearing in your destiny, today they shall cease. They shall stop. They shall stop. They shall stop. They shall not. He said, as soon as they hear of me, he says, strangers shall obey me and they shall get out of their close living. You are going to turn it to prayer. Say, anything in my life that the Lord has not planted in my life, you are a stranger. Die. Aha. Now you know what we need to pray. Any stranger in your life, they must die. That shame is a stranger. That frustration is a stranger. That depression is a stranger. That sickness is a stranger. That delay is a stranger. Unable to sleep at night is a stranger. Command them to die. Command them to die. Command them to die. Barrenness is a stranger. Delay is a stranger. Failure is a stranger. Open your prayer. The stranger shall get out. The getters are set out. They must give my life. They must give your life. You know, lose your temper, my sister. Pray that prayer seriously. Something must happen. They must leave you alone. They must leave you alone. They must leave your children alone. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. The Bible says, and immediately a flow of blood was ceased. And Jesus said, who touched me? Your prayer will touch Jesus tonight. And I said, and when all denied it, Peter and those who are with him said, Master, the multitude throng and press you. And you are saying, who touched me? Jesus said, somebody touched me. My prayer for somebody tonight, your prayer will touch the hem of Jesus' garments. In the name of Jesus, I will give you time to address the stranger tonight. If it's 2-3 minutes, I don't know your own stranger. But in case I've not mentioned your stranger, or I've mentioned that you still want to nail them to the cross, to the ground, I will give you time to deal with those things. You know where she is beating you. If you are due to marry, and you did not marry, it's a stranger, that's delay. It is not God. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, God says, everything that God created was good. It was the enemy that done this. But Jesus said in verse 46, somebody touched me, for I perceive power getting out of me. In verse 47, when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling, falling down before him, and she declared to him, in the presence of all the people, the reason why she touched Jesus, and how she was healed immediately. And Jesus said to her, somebody will hear the voice of God tonight. Your problem must hear the voice of Jehovah tonight. I say your situation must hear the voice of God tonight. He said, daughters, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace. I decree to somebody here that God of flesh, God of all flesh, he said, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything to go to do? You will go out of this prayer line tonight with peace in your heart. In the name of Jesus. Now pray this prayer more loud and clear. Strangers in my life. I am tired of you. Die. The stranger must die. My sister, don't jump with this right now. In the name of Jesus, you must move forward. Enough is enough. You are not created like this. Something must leave you alone. That stranger, they must get out of their close places. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name, we are praying. The next, the good news is Matthew 13, verse 15. That's good news. He said, Jesus said, and answered them, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be doing what? Will be rooted out. It was God that planted your eyes. God planted your legs. He planted your nose. He planted your head. He planted, but he did not plant that delay in your life. He did not plant that sickness in your life. Loneliness, it wasn't God that planted this. You must root them out. Gather your strength tonight and pray this prayer. I'll use the scripture, the good news scripture, to pray that prayer. Say everything that my heavenly Father has not planted in my life and my family. Hear the word of the Lord. Be uprooted now. Be uprooted. Now you know why we need to pray. Pray. Be uprooted tonight. Enough is just enough. You cannot continue like this. That thing of your preaching, the dilemma of your preaching, the system of your preaching. Open your heart. In the name of Jesus, they are all strangers. They are all strangers. They are all strangers. They are all strangers. They will be a project. They will be a project. In the name of Jesus. Poverty is a stranger. You are not born like this. Your story must change. That place that they have tied your destiny, you are living as a stranger there. You must get out of that place. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to turn into prayer again. Say, any strange thing in my life that has tied down my destiny. Hear the word of the Lord. Be rooted out tonight. In the name of Jesus. Anything in my children's life, anything in my brother, my wife's life, that has been killed into their life to destroy their future. Let them be rooted out. In the name of Jesus. Let them be rooted out. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name, we pray. If you are here, you have a suicidal thought that you know what is there, what is left in this world, let me go and kill myself. He's a stranger. That voice that is telling you to take a wrong step, you are going to say, say you, that strange voice, speaking to me day and night. Hear the word of the Lord. Shut up and die. Shut up and die. You, that strange voice asking you to take wrong thing, to take wrong step. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Shut up and die. Aha, that is it. Do that stranger, enough is enough. Shut up and die in the name of Jesus. Shut up and die. Pray. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Shut up and die. You that stranger, enough is enough. Shut up and die in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, my father. Open a new chapter in my life. A chapter of joy. A chapter of peace. A chapter of testimony. A chapter of breakthrough. A chapter of financial upliftment. Father Lord, open a new chapter in the name of Jesus. I should back on bell. I am you. Emi confirm all that only know. Abato, what should go? I got mercy. What should go? I am you. Father, please open a new chapter in my life. I need a new chapter, a new level, a new testimony, a new joy, a new peace, a new comfortability, a new testimony. Father, you did it with that woman in the issue of blood. She was living in bondage for 12 years, and one day you opened a new chapter. All what tonight is my night. I will not let you go according to Genesis 32 unless you do it, O Lord. Father, tonight, open a new chapter in my family, open a new chapter in my destiny. Open a new chapter in my calling. Open a new chapter in my ministry. Open a new chapter in my family. Open a new chapter in my business. Open your prayer in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, We are praying. Beloved, you need somebody to get to somewhere. You need somebody to get to somewhere. Every success in life starts with a movement. You are going to lift up a voice and pray so loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father, whoever you have ordained to help me to the top, Father, connect me to the person. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Whoever you have ordained to help me to the top, Father, connect me to the person. Open your mouth and pray. Yes. Aha, alagbara no 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 mi o. Alagbara ni Jesu mi o. Oba to laye atekun re di kawo. Go my soul ti ko le se alagbara lolorun mi o. Tell the Lord in Jesus name we pray. So you have only two minutes. I don't know where she is preaching you. You know yourself. You know what the strangers are in your life. You are going to open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. I'm not going to raise any prayer point this time around. It's not left to you. Tell God where your stranger is. Anything you did not want to do, understand your life, begin to uproot them. You have the power, according to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 6, to uproot anything that God did not plant in your life. Open your mouth and pray. He said, every plant my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted. And that shame, that disgrace, that loneliness is a stranger. You must chase them out of their close places. Open your mouth and pray. Before I speak to your life. Pray. Aha! That is it. Yes. E ṣugbọ kan be laye mi. Emi ko fe mo latuni lo. Oba to wo ṣugbọn jagbesi. Wo ṣugbọn aye mi o. Ah, Father, I cannot continue like this. I just need you to approve this stranger. Approve this stranger. Enough is enough. A stranger that is operating my life, please don't approve them tonight. People are thinking that they know that I serve a living God. Why is this thing in my life? Chase them out of your life. They are strangers. You see, as soon as they hear of me, the foreigners, strangers, shall fade away. Any foreigner in your life that need to be fade away for your testimony to abound, command them to get out tonight. Commander to get out tonight. Chukwan konbe la ye mi. Hey. Emi ko fe mo la to ni lo. Oba to wo shukwan jabe si. Wo shukwan ye mi. Tell the Lord. Hey. I need a change. But I'm tired of my situation. Something must happen in my life. Enough is enough. God, do something. Father, do something. The whole world are waiting for your manifestation. In my life, Father, do something. In the name of Jesus, tell God to do something. Tell God to do something in your life. In the name of Jesus, you have 30 seconds to run that prayer. Pray. Tell God to do something in your life. Something that money cannot buy. Open your mouth and pray. Father, do something. Holy Ghost, do something in my life. I cannot continue like this. You must connect me to the top. That person that you have ordained to be my own neighbor of destiny, they must locate me by fire. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want you to lift up your hand as I make this declaration to your life. I decree by the power in the name of Jesus, any family chain that is tying people down your family. Today, by the power in the name of Jesus, that chain is broken. The 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 chain is broken. In the name of Jesus, the power that is manipulating your life, the power that is troubling your destiny, the power that is altering your destiny, today that power shall be wasted in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. Every strange power that is pushing your help away, the power shall be wasted tonight in the name of Jesus. People shall hear the testimony and they will glorify the name of the Lord. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Whoever has donated something in the spirit in order to tie down your life, today by the power in the name of Jesus, I stop that operation in the name of Jesus. What I've been stolen from you, I recover all. I recover them. On your behalf, I recover them. In the name of Jesus, you will testify. It shall be well with you. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, over your children, you will not cry. Over your life, you will not cry, and it shall be well with you. Sooner than expected, we will hear your testimony. In the name of the Father, and that of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Don't forget, by the grace of God, on Sunday, we are having our house fellowship, 6 to 7. Monday, we have two services, which is one for Bible study, 6 to 7 o'clock as well. And in the evening, we are having prayer line just like this. We have prayer line twice in a week, Mondays and Thursdays like this. And before then, I know the hand of God will be upon your life in the name of Jesus. And don't forget, all these prayer points that we've been praying in the past, they are all uploaded on our website, MFM Wisdom Branch. Go and please edify yourself, and your life will never remain the same. Call with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we say seven powerful hallelujah? I want to go. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.